You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the mindset and the success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm super excited for today's guest. I'm excited to welcome Forbes Riley to Making Bank.
And the world goes crazy. Yeah. How you doing, Josh?
Awesome. It's super cool to connect with you again, and awesome to finally have you on the show. I know we've been trying to get this done for a little bit.
I've been a busy lady, I gotta tell you. It's been a crazy year, like it has been for everybody. Mine may be a little bit crazier. On January 2nd last year, my fiance, beautiful, fit supermodel, got hit by a car and spent, after surgery in a coma, spent 6 months in a wheelchair. And so as COVID was hitting, we were already isolated. I tell people, I'd already watched all the episodes of Tiger Kings before you guys ever discovered it. And it's been an interesting year. But the other thing is, I'm quite a positive mindset person. And I think that life happens for you, not to you. So you take that. And what I got to witness in Joshua is he's probably the most dedicated switch on, switch off mindset person I know. And so he one day woke up 6 months into this, had lost a lot of muscle and said, you know what? I'm going to go do another Arnold Classic competition. That's the highest of the highest. I'm like, dude, you're like 43 and you know, set his mind to it. I've never been this disciplined. And in 3 months built his body back. So now I get to say, you know what? That is about perseverance and commitment and dedication. And for me, I've done very well in my life, but to have a ringside seat to watch somebody do it at that professional level has inspired me so much, and my two kids to do a lot. A lot of people go, oh, COVID, it was a horrible year. I'm like, you know what? We all had COVID in this house. That week sucked a lot. Things closed down. We lost some amazing people, but those of us who survived, I launched a six-figure business with my daughter in 4 months. Actually, we grow six figures in the 4 weeks. And I'm just like, I can't wait to share this with the world. There's things that they can do, entrepreneurs, that I don't think they realize, Josh.
For sure. No, and that's amazing. I mean, it's you guys already had a lot going on when all this hit. And just, but I totally agree. And what's interesting is we drive the martial arts almost every day with my kids. And we actually just started listening to Think and Grow Rich. And that was one of the first books I read when I was 14. That really jump-started my mindset and business and, putting stuff down and, looking at it every day and setting your mind to it and going after it and everything. And so it's pretty much what you just mentioned about, you know, him setting his mind to, you know, recovering and getting stronger and, you know, physically fit again and everything else. And I think that's huge.
Well, you know, for most of my career, I've done infomercials. I got to do the Jack LaLanne powered juicer. And I don't know how much your audience actually knows about me, and I'm happy to share it. There's some videotapes about me I think you guys have watched. Jack LaLanne was, I think he was born in the 30s, created his first health club in like the 1940s. That's how the whole fitness craze started. At his memorial, he passed away at 96 a couple of years ago. Arnold Schwarzenegger got up and explained to the whole entire world that Jack LaLanne is the reason that Arnold looks the way he does. Well, I got to stand next to that man for 8 years selling juicers. We actually sold $1 billion worth of juicers around the world in 8 years in 80 countries. And again, when you stand next to this man, so many people ask me as entrepreneurs, well, how do you get motivated? I'm like, you know what? Find something you love that you know the world needs to have. And that's one way to do it. There's a lot of ways to run a business, but I'm a passion person. I don't sell or promote anything I don't love. And sometimes I love it too much. My spin gym, for example, I love this way too much. I created this. It's my baby. I was on Clubhouse today. I was talking to somebody. I've sold on Home Shopping 10,000 of these in a day, like no problem. And do the math on that. It's pretty nice. Yeah. My best day was 64,000 in one day. That means I got a check for one day for $1.2 million. Nice day, right? You know what Adrian Morrison said? He said, you ought to see Forbes. She'll walk down an airplane and she'll be sending spin gyms for $40 a piece to anybody who wants to do that. I'm like, that is, yeah, I'm naked in the sauna with women. I want to see the reactions. I love what I do. And the crazy thing is, I'm a really weird little introvert. If I didn't have this, I wouldn't know how to do that. So I found something that excites my soul, makes me crazy, has fun, and also makes me money.
As you mentioned too, an introvert. I mean, that's the way I've always been, an introvert as well. But you find that one thing that, you know, or those couple things that just bring it out, and you just want to tell everybody about. And I think that's awesome. Well, so for our audience then, give them a little bit of your background, like how you got started as an entrepreneur and what got you into all this.
Okay. So my dad was an entrepreneur before they invented the word. He actually worked for himself. He was a machinist, and he never wanted to have a job. So he always made his own hours. And it was very interesting watching how he ran his life. He was also an inventor and a magician. And that informed a lot of me about how we were the odd family on the block. We had the giant CB radio in the back, which, by the way, that's what Clubhouse feels like now. Breaker, breaker. Hey, princess. Here you. I did that growing up. Okay. Right. And I guess I was a very loved little girl. I had two beautiful parents, but at 8 years old, and you've got kids, you've got boys and girls, so you understand this, I got hit in the face with a baseball bat. And we didn't fix my nose, and it kind of just grew off to the side of my face. Now, I honestly, looking back at this, go, it's funny because my son has the same thing. He actually broke his nose, and we're going to have to get it fixed at some point because it did kind of, over time, it looks a little funny. Then right. I also sucked my thumb, so I had braces for 8 years of my life. This little orthodontist from hell took an 8-year-old girl, put full railroad tracks, headgear, rubber bands, and then her tongue crusher in the mirror for a year. It's like this.
Yeah.
It's 19. My mom was 260 pounds most of my life, overweight. I was going to say it was the 1960s. A lot of fast food came in, and we didn't have a lot of money. So I was a chunky little girl with really frizzy, dark hair, braces, a broken nose, like the ugly, just, I look like a mismatched kind of, you know, the puppy that you're like, wow, that, what happened that night? And then I was really smart. And Josh, you know, it's funny. I speak a lot on stages. I've been speaking for years now. And I've uncovered a lot about me that I didn't realize. And I will tell you, one of my biggest things I live by is that you're the sum of the obstacles you overcome. So I talk about all these things. I didn't realize any of this until recently. Sure. I was also really smart. Now, I wasn't the kind of smart like a good kid. I was smart, like I couldn't talk to other kids, and I would do linguistics with the principal. And my dad and I built our first computer when I was 8 years old. I have a memory of, I'm in fourth grade holding a schematic. I still have this. He drew it. He did all this, but I kind of knew how it worked. In the schematic, there's a, you know, a silicon seal with three little magnetic relays, no buttons, but I had a magnet in my ring, and I would make it go yes, no, or maybe. You're 8 years old. You're freaking weird. Because of that, I grew up in my head. I watched a lot of TV. I didn't have a lot of friends, and I didn't think it was a problem. And neither did my parents. I was very close to them. I was the goofy kid they make movies about. She's the one like in Breakfast Club. Like, ooh, don't go near her. But it taught me something that would inform the whole rest of my life. It taught me the power of dreaming, of seeing something and going towards it. And so whether it was traveling around Europe, which I've done many times, was because I saw movies where they could travel around Europe. I wanted to be James Bond. I wanted to snow ski, water ski, hang out in Monaco and drive cool cars. Guess what I do? I spent 10 years scuba diving with Club Med around the world. I've skied every mountain because I actually designed a game show, a comedy game show I did at ski resorts. So I'm this crazy, I've never had a job, and I've never had to work. I've never had to worry about money because I always know that whatever I wanted, I just thought about, and he did it. Now that's the extreme. I don't recommend people go do that. What I recommend is you take a piece of this, is that you do a little introspection. Who are you? What do you really want? Most people that I talk to, no one's ever asked them what they wanted. They went from high school, so maybe they got pregnant, they had kids, they've been working, they had a job, I just want to go away for a week. You know what I said? When I wanted to do that, I got a job at Club Med, and I lived in the islands for as long as I wanted to. And then I had a deal where I could go back and forth on a charter plane anytime I wanted to go scuba diving in Turks and Caicos or Martinique or go skiing in Copper Mountain. This isn't a normal life. And then some of the crazy things I did became even bigger. Josh, I used to do stand-up comedy at ski resorts, right? For 10 weeks every year, we did the Jose Cuervo Games of Winter. Now, just stop for a second. Can you imagine if social media was around when I was doing all this?
You would have known
about it, but it wasn't. And ESPN came to make a half-hour special out of what we were doing. We did a snow volleyball game and an outdoor cardboard box race. A year later, I get a phone call. Hi, yes, we would like you to host a thing we're creating called the Extreme Games for ESPN. We'd like to offer you about $75,000. My first response was, come on, who is this? The lawyer for ESPN. I'm like, okay, ma'am, let me put you on the phone with the producer. X Games hadn't launched yet. They had a piece of videotape of me, and they said, we're going to try and find something for this girl to do. And the next thing you know, it's me and Stuart Scott. I didn't use YouTube as a channel. I used YouTube as a storage container, like a pull out all my videos. I mean, at 18 years old, I'm on the $20,000 pyramid. That's in there. I hosted all kind of Oscar, those, literally, you can see my entire life. It takes you about 4 years to watch it all. But if you go to YouTube and you type in ESPN and Forbes Riley, you'll see the very first broadcast of the X Games ever, and there I am. If you go to YouTube, you'll see that I introduced Billy Blanks to the world. I had a national talk show, and I used to train doing karate with him in a tiny little studio in Sherman Oaks years before his whole thing hit. You'll see how I met a girl named, let's see if you can remember her name. Oh yeah, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, type in my name and Kim Kardashian. I gave her her start in television. Her very first infomercial, that's the first thing that she did. You can see it in there. They don't even have any videotape of her yet. So I've had a knack of creating things that didn't exist. So I have a zone of genius, and then I've got a non-zone of genius. That's like running companies and things. Not so good at that, but I'm really good at making magic happen.
That's awesome. What do you think kind of is your kind of secret or your strategies to make that magic happen?
Number one, having amazing, you know what? He heard that my mouth is dry. It's my son, Riker. Thank you so much. He actually snuck in a thing of water. I love you, man. Thank you. That was just so precious. Number one, and I know you're a dad, I've taken my kids with me everywhere. I didn't have kids until I was 42. And I am grateful that they were healthy. And you know, you want to get really creepy about this? I almost missed having kids. For 5 years though, my life was really bad. I raised a young man from South Central who was a little darker than my shirt for 12 years of his life. And he was Dexter Rideout. Beautiful, fun little boy who was taught there was a big difference between being black and white. And for 12 years of my life, I got to live in South Central and hang out with his friends and take him on vacations and show him and tell him that the world was not divided by black and white. Right. Dexter was walking from a haircut to church one Sunday morning, and a kid in his neighborhood was trying to get into a gang, walked up behind him and shot him 10 times in the back and left him for dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He did that because we don't mentor our kids. We don't spend enough on education for our kids. And we don't do that because kids are only 10% of the population. It's funny, but they're 100% of our future. Doesn't seem to matter to anybody. And by the time politicians and people are old enough to take office and stuff, they don't have kids in school anymore and they forget. Your kids are in school, mine are just getting out of school. You're gonna forget. You're gonna forget how important it was, how the teachers didn't work and how the class, it doesn't matter. You're not gonna fight for their rights. And it's been fascinating to me growing up. Anyway, Dexter was killed. And why am I telling you? Oh, so 6 months after my baby was born.
Happen.
But you're talking about magic. I wanted kids. A lot had been going on. 9/11 had hit. My dad died right before that happened. And I was a little lost. And I said, you know, I wanted a baby. I was 41 years old. And I thought I was married. And I'm like, if I don't do this now, because I'd worked so hard. And as an entrepreneur, don't lose the balance of your life, because too much work doesn't comfort you at night when there's nobody there and you're sick or you're dying and you want someone to hold you and love you and remember you. It's not that you'd spent one more day in the office. I know that. And so here's the crazy thing. I ended up having to do in vitro and it was kind of an arbitrary day. We picked a day. If you know how that works, pick a day, you do the whole thing.
Right.
They tell you the day your kids were conceived. My babies were conceived on my mother's birthday, the first year after she passed away. That's pretty cool, right? You know what's cooler? Yeah. Josh, they were due on December 7th. That's my dad's birthday, the first year after he passed away. And I got the gift of beautiful boy-girl twins. So you asked me about the secret. I think my secret is having faith. And it doesn't matter what the faith is in. I just, if you believe that there's something bigger than you.
Anyway. Yeah, no, it's for sure. I mean, I know you mentioned, you know, mentorship and all that. I mean, that's, we try to do that all the time with our kids, taking them places, whether it was Joel Polish's events or ClickFunnels or whatever. My kids, our kids are always traveling with us to masterminds and doing different things. And I think it's super important, you know, for that, like you mentioned, to give them those experiences as well as just being able to connect and interact them with people. And I mean, we homeschool too. So that, I think that helps and gives us that opportunity to be able to
do that. Do you know why they're the most amazing kids? Because they have parents who love them. I do a lot of work with people. I teach now. I teach a couple of courses. One on how to pitch, how to articulate what you want to get to somebody else's ears. And then I teach a little training that you've never heard of because I only do it by recommendation. I do it 2 days a month with no more than 12 people. And it started in my living room 20 years ago. And it's called Breakthrough. And it's this emotionally shattering 2 days because I found so many people have been hurt, raped, molested. I don't care how many business tools you give them. Sure. If your closet is full of crap, you can't keep hiding it. And one day it's going to explode. And it's a funny thing because when you get clear on whatever level, you sound different. You talk different. And my clients will come to me all the time and say, Forbes, I went through breakthrough and all of a sudden I've got this, 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 and this. I'm like, isn't that funny? It wasn't all about that. You change. When you change how you look at the world, the way the world looks is just different. And people react to you different. So breakthrough is one of those heartfelt things that I do. The most important thing that I've found is if you have a loving set of parents, you have all the advantages in the world that you'll ever need.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it, you know, it's an, I grew up that same way, had two great parents. And it was kind of funny, you were mentioning computers and all that. My dad loved fixing computers and he was like that tech. And so that's what got me in the computers. We had that Commodore 64. And then when the Commodore Amiga came out, that's what got me started. Is at 14, I started my first business selling Commodore Amiga computers because I wanted one and figured that's out funny. How to get set up as a dealer.
That's very funny. Actually, I'll tell you, having the very first computer is what pissed me off about Apple. I had that very first computer thing with the little hard drive in, and then all of a sudden they made new software and the hardware didn't fit the software. And I thought, you guys, very evil, very evil.
Yeah. Well, so tell us a little bit about, I mean, you know, I love, you know, obviously we got a lot of people that watch the show. Everybody's been through a crazy 2020 and everything. What are some different things people can take from your breakthrough and start applying right now to help them get through some of the challenges that maybe they went through? Maybe they lost a business, maybe they lost a family member, things like that.
So there's two sides to, I think, what the success is in 2021. Number one, you do have to get clear. You do have to realize if you keep referencing things, one of my clients, every time you say the word Father's Day, she'd burst out crying. Well, her dad was killed when she was 5 years old, she's now 50. And you go, when is that going to stop? So we go through a couple of processes to release you of some of those things. And that's when you know you need breakthrough. I don't talk about it any more than that, except that if you hit a wall and you realize that what you keep doing isn't working, or you keep sabotaging, or you wonder why it's not happening for you, odds are somebody planted a seed way back in your past. And I can hear it. People say, oh, I'm a klutz. I don't know how to do this. As soon as you say those words and you start limiting what you actually are, sure. You can go back in their past. We clean up your past so you can write a new future. That's a really important thing to do. And I'm going to tell you, you need a coach for these things because you don't want to go there on your own. This is not what I do. Is not something you can find in a book. But that alone, and everybody, and it's not also, I won't get into a big thing about it, but it's not 2 years on a therapist's couch. I don't really care how you feel about it. I view your mind like a computer screen. Josh, if I said high school, did you just pull up some files, some videos, some photos, some documents? High school. Well, that's what we do in our brain. We have files for everything. We have files for our kids. We have files for... Somehow, we like to put something really crappy right in the center. And that's the thing we kind of reference all the time. And your brain is nothing more than a bunch of neurons and firing and pathways. And if you change the pathways, you can change how you behave. That's why habits form. You didn't think about brushing your teeth this morning. You formed a little pattern. You get up in the morning. Oh, you don't even think about it. You can undo those and rewire your brain. And I highly suggest if you're frustrated, lost, or confused, that you take that opportunity and go, wow. And whether it's me or someone else, what I do is based in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. I'm a huge fan of how your brain talks to your mouth and how I communicate to you. But the thing I do love to do is beyond that, there's a thing about pitching. Josh, what's your definition of pitching?
Pitching, giving some, a better option on whatever, you know, you have to offer them or what they're looking for.
Really? Did your wife ever take you to a restaurant that you didn't really want to go to, or a movie that really wasn't your first choice? She pitched you.
Probably at some point, yes.
Yeah. So pitching in my world is just getting a yes. It's convincing someone else to say yes. And when you do that, you get what you want. So for example, I have something in my pocket right here, and I'm not going to show you what it is, but I'm going to say, hey, Josh, do you want to see something cool?
Sure.
That's my first yes.
Gotcha.
Then I'm going to say to you, come here, give me your thumbs. Put your thumbs up. Dad, seriously, put your thumbs up. I got another yes. You just did what I said. And if you're in my world, I'm going to put this on your hands. And next thing you know, and I think I did this to you in the hallway.
You did, well, yeah. Leon and I.
And I think you took some home with you because that was a pitch. Oh, yeah. It didn't sound like your traditional pitch. And I work with people because now, especially the Clubhouse has come on and we can only hear people and you have access to a lot of people. Your pitch is everything. Your pitch starts with how you look in your box. I'm taking a Zoom meeting with you. We're going to do a deal. Do I look like I'm successful? Or did you open up the Zoom box and I've got stacks of books here and my laundry over there? And got... No, I'm successful by how I look. This is what we do in movies.
Right.
Then we start talking. Next thing that happens is introduce yourself. Nice to meet you. Oh God, what was their name? I didn't know what their name was. Make your name memorable. Hey everybody, my name is Forbes. Forbes Riley. Forbes as in the magazine. Boom, I dropped it in your head. You're never going to forget that, by the way.
Right. Yeah, links it
right.
in.
Right. And we've got like, you know, three little lines, 10 seconds to go, okay, that's cool. All right. Then the next question that everybody loves, what do you do? So Josh, can I play with you for a second?
Sure.
Don't worry, your wife's over there. I got that. So Josh,
I text him somebody... in the studio.
Hey, come on, if we're kids, we can play. So Josh, let me ask you a question. Hey, buddy, what do you do?
What do I do? Mm-hmm. Right now, hosting a podcast.
Okay.
Of
so
the
now,
successful people.
I love that. But now the question is, now if you're in a party and you say that, then people just start asking you questions. But I'll tell you what, when people ask you what you do, they don't really care. They care what you can do for me. And literally. So Josh, imagine the question turned around. Hey, Josh, what can you do for me?
So I have a podcast that we host the most successful, amazing people. And it's a perfect fit for you based on X, Y, and Z of who you are.
Okay. So I would turn it around. I would simply say, which is why I'm here in the first place, because you did pitch me to be here. Hey, Forbes, you know what? I know that you are all about success. And if I can give you a platform, I reach millions of entrepreneurs and people who would love to hear your message. You want to come on my show? Yes.
That's right. How I texted you.
And that's exactly why I'm here. So we pitch all the time. We don't realize it. Now, where pitching goes wrong is when people feel they need to talk and not communicate or tell stories that have no point. And you'll hear it on Clubhouse every day. Hey, my name is this and I do that. Da, 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 da. Great for you. You do all those things. I only want to hear what can you do for me. So rather than say, hey, I'm a digital marketer. No, you say, hey, you know what? I take businesses like yours and I can make you money in your sleep. Oh, now I want to know more. And then I created a whole system. It's a 5-step system called Relatability Factors, Springboard Stories, Assumptions, the Hub, and the Grid. I have sold $2.5 billion worth of product on television. I've hosted 190 infomercials in 28 years of live home shopping TV. That's all we do is pitch, right?
Right.
In fact, if you go to Fit TV and my name, you will see me with Body by Jake. I launched a TV network back in the 90s where I sold 1,500 different fitness products, everything that came to our world. And we were on for 24 hours a day. Literally the last 15 minutes of every hour was me talking and pitching about a product. So here, I have a product right here. Josh, if I gave you 20 seconds, and by the way, if you do it right, there's $10,000 waiting for you. I give you 20 seconds, pitch me this glass.
So obviously you're thirsty, and there's no other better way to get some water in your system is through a cup. It's gonna keep it cold, and it's gonna give it refreshing, and it's gonna allow you to communicate better while you're on the podcast.
Great, so of the 5 things that I need to sell something, you only did one of them. You actually told me what it is. You told me the features and the bent. This is what everybody does. It's a trick question.
Right.
Here, but that's why I'm so successful in that world. I figured something out that nobody else did. There's nobody even in my category, okay? Kind of funny, right? So you did the features. The feature are red, it fits in your hand, it's got water, you're great. The benefit of water is it takes away thirst, it hydrates your skin. That's good. That's what we call the hub. What you didn't do is a relatability factor. Relatability factor is looking at who you are before you do anything. So you know what? You might say, as a guy and a father of kids, I am really focused on you staying healthy. Oh, well, that's interesting. I'm a busy working mom. I got to tell you, the year that I didn't drink enough water, I got a kidney stone and ended up in the hospital. I'm going to tell you, this is your savior. Yeah, the cool thing about this glass is it keeps water cold for hours because I really love cold water. So the relatability factors, I'm talking to you as a mom to a dad. Come on, you don't want to die too soon. Make sure that you drink it. Every time it gets down to the bottom, this magical cup actually beeps and reminds me I need to drink. Second thing is I just laced in a little bit of a springboard story. It said, if I didn't drink enough of this, I ended up in the hospital. Oh, wow, you just touched my heart. How did you do that? And then we're going to make an assumption about you because you're the person I'm pitching it to. You are a dad, but I can see that you're an aggressive guy that maybe you get so intent on what you're doing, you probably forget to drink. This is your solution. Problem, solution. See all the different things that I did to pitch it?
Sure.
Right. When people understand this, their heads crack open. They're like, oh my gosh, because it's not hard to do. It's just right. No one broke it down to be digestible things. And I'll tell you what, it's going to change a lot of people on Clubhouse because we have access now to millionaires, billionaires. Everyone seems to want to help, but only if you've got the perfect pitch. And actually, one caveat to that, there is no perfect pitch. You know what there is? There's a perfect pitcher. Think about it. On a baseball mound, you always throw the same ball. You don't always throw the same ball. No, in fact, the big strategy is you're good at what you do. The batter's good at what he does. Now you've got to make an assumption about him and you've got to pitch it in a way differently. In my case, you want to make a home run and not strike out. But in the other way, it's all about understanding where that guy is and that's what I'm going to go do. Problem with most people pitching, y'all pitch to me or anyone else like we're all the same person. Hey, if you want to do, and then they get that pitching voice. No, that's kind of silly. Why would we do that?
A pitching voice, yeah. Hey, what do I got for you today? Cool. That's awesome. So we just got a couple minutes left. What's one thing you're like, oh man, Josh, I was hoping you were going to ask me this, but I really want to share it out there with everybody.
Wow, that's a great way to pose that question. I share a lot of things. I'm going to share something fun because I'm doing something not a lot of people are doing. I've invited my daughter into my world. And this little 17-year-old who's been doing funnels for 5 years changed my entire life. I wasn't really an online person. Not that I didn't know it existed. And I have some friends who are crushing it to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars in that space. But it always seemed a little confusing between the email marketing and the building the funnels. And this little girl came to me. A couple of years ago, she came to me. Said, hey, mom. I'm like, what? She said, can I have $100? I said, no. What do you want it for? I want to buy Bitcoin. Really? Hey, mom, what? Oh, can I have $500? I'm like, for what? Can I buy a Bitcoin? I'm like, no. Hey, mom, Bitcoins are 10 grand. I'm like, and now they're 40. I got to tell you something. You've got kids at home. The best thing you can do is actually stop telling them what you know. Ask them what they know. Kids are an amazing wealth of information. And when I sat down and sat still in COVID, the middle of COVID, my daughter said, mom, I'm going to do the back end for you because you've never found anyone who's done it or whatever the issues were. And we built out a coaching platform where I teach pitching, where I get to do what I love, because I love to do. And the Zoom room is my haven. I can see you in that room. I can tweak your pitch, get you to, and literally I've got people who've now in 5 months, published books, gotten a national talk show on all kinds of platforms, all because of the work that I did with them. It feels so gratifying. And she's handling all that back end. And it's been extraordinary. In fact, we went to Funnel Hacking this year, invited by Russell. Russell spoke, he shouted my daughter and I out to 35,000 people at 10x3 and at 10x2 did the same thing. It's like, I think I didn't realize how amazing she was. And we've created a phenomenal relationship. I feel sad for people who were alone during this time. I have a lot of friends. In fact, I was the savior for some of those people because they were isolated. I've got a girlfriend who's stuck in a house by herself in Australia. They're locked down. In England, they're locked down. And so one, communicating with your family, if you've got them, dig deep. I'm cherishing this time that I get to spend with them. Number two, I'm at a point, and Josh, maybe you can help me. I played a little small. Does that sound familiar at all? Yeah, might be to a couple. Because, and not because you're afraid that you can't do it, because maybe you're afraid you can do it and how big could it get? And I said, when my kids turn 18, I said this a long time ago, I'm gonna reignite and really explode. I was friends with Jerick Robbins, Tony's son. And the thing that he says, he's a great kid. He says, my dad just wasn't around. I love him, but he wasn't there. And I remember thinking, I don't want to miss my kids' childhood. And now they're in an age where I'm going to dig in and go fast because I don't think there's a lot of female role models in my position. Sure. In fact, let me ask you a question. You're pretty hip in that world, right? Who's the top five speakers that you like listening to, male, that motivate you?
Male speakers?
Yeah.
I mean, Tony Robbins has always been one. He's always been my mentor since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mark Cuban has always been.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Oh man. Let's You've got see. Names like Gary Vee and Grant Cardone and Lewis.
Gary Vee. Yeah.
Les Brown. Yeah. Now name the women for me.
Let's see. Sarah Blakely.
Okay.
Because her husband, Jesse Itzler.
They're both great.
Let's see. You?
Kind of funny. There are a lot of men out there, and there's not, and here's the thing, is I haven't blown up my own world enough. And that is what I'm focusing on, because I think having lived as long as I have and been through some massive tragedy, you know, when you go through the death of a child, I was an eyewitness to the Las Vegas shooting. I have a lot of crazy stories. I'm devoting the next part of my life to up-leveling other people. And I am open and very supportive to having people go, hey, how can we aid you in this? Part of it's been Clubhouse, just getting a platform to talk. And I really want people to nail their pitch, get the way that they speak to the world. I want them to stop playing so small. You know, I don't know. We none of us, Josh, were you guaranteed anything in this life?
No.
Did you make your own way?
Yes.
Did anybody give you your podcast, by the way?
I have not been given anything along my journey.
Right. Isn't that interesting? Because that is your journey. So you got to stop waiting. No, the day that you decide that you're an expert is the day you become an expert. Same thing. I remember when I opened my first LLC, I'm like, yo, I'm a CEO. This is so cool. I opened it. But it's funny because a lot of people are waiting. Don't wait. Take action, play big, reach out and touch us. Listen to Josh's podcast. I've got a live radio show I should invite you to on Wednesdays. I've been doing for 10 years called The Forbes Factor. We talk about health, wealth, and happiness. And enjoy this life. Play the game. It is definitely a crazy game. It has ups and downs, but don't stay in any one spot. You know, the crazy thing about a game, you always have to roll the dice and move forward. Sometimes right. You land in the jail part of Monopoly. Sometimes you land on Boardwalk. But if you don't roll the dice and stay stuck, I don't think that's the definition of life.
So true. No, awesome. Forbes, it's just an honor to have you on the show. Guys, I hope you guys are really paying attention. Forbes has provided so many little cool stories in there that have so many things that you can take and implement right now, whether it's in your personal life, whether it's in your business. These are things that are going to help you level up, help you start thinking bigger, help you start moving forward and pushing through and hitting those new goals and those things that you're looking to make happen this year for 2021. So rewind, watch, listen to this again. And
before you leave, I'm going to give you guys a free gift. Awesome. I'm still teaching live on Sundays. I'm going to be doing this for quite a long time, and I think I'll pass the torch to somebody else, but teaching a pitch masterclass, I'm going to give it to you guys for free. It is not free to the rest of the world. So if you go to www.askforbesriley, it's at 5:00 on Sunday Eastern. It's on Zoom. We see your faces. It's 100% interactive, chock full of things, and it's designed to really up-level you at whatever level you happen to be. So for you guys, it's free.
Awesome. Thank you. Guys, check that out. Take advantage of it. It's there for you, and the link's right down below. Click on it and go get some free training from Forbes. That's something you don't want to miss out on. So, Forbes, thank you again for coming on Making Bank. An honor to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much, my darling. I appreciate it.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. And sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.